Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Hi, welcome. I'm your host, Gail Nowak. Today, my guest is Carrie Mayefsky, founder and CEO of the Women in Leadership Nexus, a professional leadership association empowering women to reach an amplified level of leadership. She's also the vice president of marketing of Trilex, an application development and systems integration company. Carrie was named the 2019 Woman to Watch in the Providence Business News' professional services category. She's also the 2019 winner on the Rhode Island NO 50 on Fire list, a 2017 Rhode Island 40 Under 40 honoree, and a 2016 Rhode Island Tech 10 winner. She's been featured in Boston Voyager magazine, Providence Business News, and FeedSpot, as well as spoken at several leadership and technology conferences, including Wise Women's Leadership Conference, the Wise Symposium, Always On Leadership Symposium, and Tech Collective, to name a few. Carrie is also a member of the board of directors of the Girl Scouts Southeastern New England and a member of the Tech Collective's Women in Technology Committee. I am here with Carrie Mayefsky, and we're at Evolution 2019, and I'm really excited to hear more from you, Carrie, about what you're creating and how you're helping women in leadership.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. And it's been such a delight to be here with these incredible women for 3 days. So I am the founder of the Women in Leadership Nexus, and we're a professional leadership association really trying to empower women to step into a more amplified level of their leadership. So for everyone, that's going to mean something a little bit different. We have people who are entrepreneurs who might be looking to expand their business, and that's their level of amplification. But for others who are in a more corporate traditional setting, it could mean trying their stab at a different type of role or a different industry. So we meet women where they are in their leadership path, and we equip them with the professional development, continuing education, and relationships to step into that next level of their leadership journey.
Excellent, excellent. What inspired you to do this?
So I'm new to Rhode Island. I've only been here about 3.5 years. I'm from New York. And when I came here, I was on the precipice of my own leadership awakening. And I had worked a traditional corporate job. I had really kind of checked off a lot of the to-dos in my career in terms of the levels of accomplishment that I desired. And I, like so many others, wanted more out of my leadership pathway. And when I moved here, it was just kind of a perfect time to say, well, who else is out there that's feeling exactly like I am and is feeling like there's something greater that they want to grab and something more at a deeper level that they want to explore. So it was really a little bit of my own journey and trying to see were others going through this similar path of saying leadership never ends, the destination is ever continual, and what if we approached it with greater intentionality to see what else it could bring us.
Right. So what positive outcomes are you seeing within the community and also just for your own growth and maybe even, you know, the world at large through this?
Yeah, the work has started in Rhode Island, of course, but the goal is really to make this a national movement. And I think what I've found is that women need community more than ever. It's something we've obviously been talking about here at Evolution 2019. And this group, I think, has given people the trainings, perspectives, and frameworks to take that next step forward. And sometimes it's a massive leap. Sometimes it's a little bit of a crawl forward. And again, the journey is unique to each of us. So we've seen women start their own businesses, and they finally said yes to making that jump out of the corporate world, which is so scary for some. And then we've seen other women say yes to an incredibly impressive promotion that perhaps they wouldn't have felt worthy of saying yes to just a few short months ago. So we're really about creating a champion of support, an ecosystem of supporters and dreamers with you, so that as these critical leadership milestones come to us, we have community to talk about it with. We have speakers and events and conferences that we can synthesize this information so that we can say yes with greater conviction as we move forward.
Wow. So I came from corporate.
Yeah.
And so what you're describing didn't exist. Well, it probably just hasn't existed at all, right?
Right.
But I'm thinking about my corporate career. I've been out of that sphere for a while now.
Yeah.
So it's a very different model that you're building.
It is.
And do you feel like this is something that can really change the way we do business in the country?
I'm very hopeful. We've seen incredible work happening, especially at the corporate level, in terms of a new leader stepping up and somebody who is about empowerment and co-creation and psychological safety in the workplace. But that's not the mass yet. So for every person who experiences unbelievable leadership and working for best of companies, the majority never will. So I feel there's an inequity play in the corporate world right now where if you haven't reached a certain level of hierarchy in your organization, you don't receive leadership development training. And at the Women Leadership Nexus, I'm trying to fight that and to say leadership's not about title. It's not about where we are in the hierarchy. We all need to have equal access to those trainings and relationships that allow us to step forward. So our end goal is to really co-create what we like to call the next gen leader, somebody who subscribes to an entirely different set of principles so that they can go and influence their communities positively. And if that means that we change the business world just a little bit, we've done our job.
Amazing. So powerful. So
powerful.
So being here at Evolution 2019, yeah. And we're talking about big visions, and clearly you have a big vision,
yeah.
And you're creating not just a community, a movement. What new wisdom has been imparted upon you while you're here, and how does that play out in what you're achieving with what you're doing right now?
This has been just such an amazing 3 days. The energy is so palpable. It's literally in your soul. It's unbelievable. There's like a current running through all of us right now. And I think for me and the big vision, it would really be channeling this notion of possibility and kind of rejecting the fear that inevitably pops up for all of us. I think we all have that in our walks of life. There's just this fear that kind of cripples in. For me, it's not fear of success. It's actually fear of what happens when I succeed, because then I want to succeed differently and at a grander scale.
Right.
But I'm excited about that. I think that's what my hope is that the big vision is this ripple effect that we've been talking about over the last 3 days, that if we can instill in our Nexus community the belief that truly we are the containers of universal possibility and anything is possible within our grasp, we are going to change the business world. That's what's going to end up happening. So that's the vision that I want to really see, is that we are all activating in us the leaders that typically lay dormant sometimes, mm-hmm. and just granting that leader permission to come out and do the work that each of us is meant to do.
Excellent, excellent. So how can people find out more about Women in Leadership Nexus?
Thank you for asking. So we are always looking for incredible women to come and join the movement. We are only in Rhode Island locally in terms of eventing, but we're actually launching a virtual membership in just a few months. So I would encourage people to check out the website, which is WILnexus.com, and to just follow the movement, see what these incredible change makers are doing in their respective industries. And we welcome anybody who desires to step into that amplified level of leadership to come on, knock on our door, and we invite them into the journey with us.
Excellent. Thank you so much for chatting.
Yes, thank you for having me. This was great.
Until next time, remember, be your best story and spread your positive news now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.